Have you ever wanted a safe and loving place to come to spark that good feeling in yourself? Well, you've arrived. Welcome to the Om Show with Tanya Butson. In this space, Tanya encourages you to view yourself through love. This new energy allows you to become brave, to take the first step towards healing and thriving. Get ready to step into a level of self-worth never before experienced. With Tanya, a leader in the field of human potential, you will shift from longing to creating to discover that there is something better, and you will never ever have to settle for being in a state of perpetual darkness again. The Om Show with Tanya starts now. Hello, everyone. I'm Tanya Butson, and you are listening to the Om Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour each Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific time and 12 p.m. Eastern time. We will have some of the most interesting stories, tips, and guests helping you to be all that you are. Today, I have the immense pleasure of interviewing a very special guest, a good friend and faithful client of Organically Meta. Ms. Brenda Kearley is here with us today, and we will get deep into the conversation of spirituality and the beautiful services of Organically Meta. I'm really excited about this. So I am pleased to day to be joined by the gorgeous soul, Brenda Kearley. Brenda is a devout mother to four wonderful daughters and a seasoned real estate agent in the Greater Toronto area. She also dabbles in the spiritual realm, communicating with animals, refining her clairs, and sharing tarot card messages with her friends and family. It is with great pleasure I welcome you to the Om Show, Brenda. Hello.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. So I'm really excited to have you on the show today because you and I share quite a bit of similar interests in life, and we kind of talk the same talk. So I was very excited when I was like, yes, I get to have somebody very like-minded on the show. And so what I want to do is just kind of jump in and find out a little bit more about you. And You can take that wherever you want.
Oh, wow. Okay. So that's quite open. So like you said, I'm a mom of four, and my oldest being twins, and they're 25, and my youngest just turning 14. I'm a longtime licensed realtor. And previous to that life, I was buying and selling for myself as an investor. So some multi-residential properties, commercial, residential, built and sold the first $1 million home in Squamish, BC. So I've had some interesting real estate experiences prior to becoming an agent. So I was able to bring all that into my world and to better assist my clients. I also do a little bit of tarot reading just for fun. I'm intuitive and I get messages. And so I've been dabbling in that. And then, of course, you know, coming to you and experiencing all your gifts.
Wonderful. Now I'm thinking back. Do you remember how did we get connected? I think it was a mutual friend.
So I was gifted some Heal Your Life coaching sessions for Christmas. Wow. And that's how I stumbled upon you, was through a mutual friend.
That's right. So yes. And then shortly after that, what was that? 2 or 3 years ago. And shortly after Christmas, I think late January, February, you started with the first session, and the rest is history. So we got to fill in the blanks here. So yeah. So where were you at when you started? working with Organically Meta. Can you remember where you were
at? I think we were in COVID.
Yes.
I feel like we were in COVID. I'm not sure how far in.
How are you
personally? That was, sorry?
Like, where were you at personally? Why were you gifted the gift of coaching?
Well, she never did tell me the reasoning behind it, but she was having such a fabulous experience. And she knew my mindset would probably gel with the mindset of Om. And she thought that it would bring something to me and assist me. I don't know that we really ever got into it, but she must have saw a need in me that would be fulfilled through you. So hence we started.
Yeah. We did a few sessions of coaching. Now, how did you find that experience? And was it, I know that you've had experience in, you know, counseling and therapy and things like that. Now, how is it similar? How is it different from those experiences?
Well, that's a really good question, Tanya. So let me see. Similar in that it did feel like a talk therapy session, I believe. Like you really can get into an issue, and we have a tendency to fluff or cover things up, and you just get right in there and expose it very quickly. So in terms of that, I've done a lot of therapy over the years. You know, I've had close people, even my own daughter, very close girlfriends be diagnosed with cancer. And that brings a lot of trauma. So I've gone through and done a lot of healing. I've had some other personal things that I needed to heal from. And so I've tried EMDR and talk therapy. I've done cognitive behavioral therapy. I've sort of explored it a little bit of everything. And also Heal Your Life therapy, which is similar but different. I feel like you're more guided by spirit, and you're very intuitive, and you're more about seeing the positive versus, you know, just focusing on the negative, like heal the negative, but then move forward into the positive. So, it's been a wonderful experience. I like the accumulation of everything. I like everything, the different parts of everything that you bring to your healing, as well as my other therapy modalities. So it's been very healing, very helpful.
Yeah, you take a very holistic approach to your well-being. You will use holistics where needed. You will use pharma where needed. And then you kind of go, again, you're intuitively guided. So you go where you're feeling you need it most in that moment. And that can flip-flop depending on what life is bringing out at that time and what you're ready also to heal. I have found that a majority of the clients, when they come to the first session, which is Louise's questionnaire, they come in going, well, I want to work on this and this. And then we do the questionnaire. And Louise was a genius. And that questionnaire really kind of fine tunes. Now the client's sometimes spot on, but more times than not, the client is not starting in the right point where everything that they're communicating in the questionnaire is pointing something completely different that they're not even seeing because of the stress of their life. Right. So I kind of hone it in and go, okay, what do you think about this? This is where I see you need to kind of really start with this coaching is A, B, and C. And they kind of go, oh yeah, you're right. So it does take a totally different approach than other modalities of therapy. Whereas the client kind of, and other ways of having therapy and counseling, they will kind of start where they think they need it. Whereas Louise's questionnaire, which was guided by spirit, right? It sometimes can take you into a completely different Oh my gosh, I had no idea. That's where we need to start. And then we start there, and then it just all kind of flows from there. So you have had this really holistic approach to healing on all levels with the physical. Oh, you're rebounding too.
Finally,
Yeah.
finally.
So the physical, the mental, emotional, and the spiritual, you have a full circle of little tools that you pick up depending on how you're feeling any time and any moment. So that's actually, in my opinion, that's a very wise thing to do, because sometimes we need different things for different things going on in our life, right?
I
And
agree. I agree with that. Yes.
yeah, so
And I needed you, and I didn't know I needed you, and it was gifted to me, and this was a different modality for me, and you just got right in there, and it was very healing and very deep. You know, I actually wasn't expecting that, to be honest. I wasn't expecting. I was very, oh, okay, I'll give it a try, and thanks. Thank you, friend, for your gift. I was very grateful, but I was like, okay. Thought it was like, I thought it would be fluffy. But it wasn't. It was like we dove right into stuff. And that could be that I was very open. I'm not so guarded as some people because I have had different experiences with therapies. It works if you want it to work, and you have to be in the mindset, I think, okay, I'm here for a reason. So, okay, if it's going to be a crying session, so be it. Here we go.
And most people do cry in that questionnaire session, which is a 30-minute free complimentary session for viewers watching. Just to let you know, that first session is free to see if we're even compatible to work, our energies are compatible to work with one another. And you can kind of see by the questions where the coaching will lead to before you even start and invest in anything other than a 30-minute time slot. So it was a very good 30-minute session for you. And
It
I think you got answers right in that session. And I think there were, if I recall, there were tears in that first session as well. So if not that one, the first 60-minute session, there was definitely tears. And it's kind of a running joke at my house. My husband will come home and he'll go, "How many people did you make cry today?" And I'm like, "All of them." And that's a when you cry when you're in coaching or therapy, it's a release, and that is exactly what's needed. You need to release those emotions that are stuck inside to move forward with the healing process. So it's kind of like a yes, and I can have somebody cry because they're releasing, and that by all means is the whole point of the coaching and the therapy too. So
And there's
I've
been happy moments and aha moments and oh, I didn't see it that way, and I see the connection, and yeah, it's like connecting the dots with you. So I really found it was very healing, and then we've gone from the heal your life, and I've done other modalities with you as well, because you're just not you have many coaching services, or healing services. I would call them healing, because you are a healer. I feel that you are.
thank you. Thank
Yeah.
you. Well, with that being said, you are listening to the O Show with Tanya Butson. We are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we are going to continue getting deeper into the conversation with Brenda Keerley. I like to try to say your name with that little Irish.
Sing song, a little sing song.
Yeah. So stay tuned. We will be right back. We're back on the OM Show with Tanya Butson. Before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to contact me. You can reach me on my website organicallymeta.ca, or you can email me at organicallymeta@outlook.com. I have amazing services, Heal Your Life coaching, coaching based on the philosophies of Louise Hay, Reiki in person and long distance, so I can reach you across the seas, intuitive readings and meditation. These services get clients results. Message me for your appointment and let's get working together and create your best life. Well, we've got Brenda Kearley here today on the OM Show, and I couldn't be more thrilled. She's been a faithful friend for the last few years and an amazing client. She's a very good cheerleader for Organically Meta, and I am so grateful very, very much in my heart for all your kind words around our county and city here. And really appreciate your presence on the show, because you're a natural at this kind of stuff. And I know we will be able to engage one another for the rest of the show. So don't go away, folks. It's going to get really interesting, because Brenda has told me she's open to sharing her experiences. And some of them have been pretty wild and very effective at creating her best life as she continues to grow and heal. So, Brenda, why don't we talk about experiences with meditations, which ones you like and which ones you don't, because I know there's some you don't like.
I'm trying to think of my first meditation. I think I came with a girlfriend again, and I think that was the winter one. Yep. Yes. And we were outside and it was freezing cold, but we were in a warm space. Like, the outside was cold, we were warm and comfortable. And I think there was probably, that was a large crowd. So it was a really wonderful circle of like-minded people and very comfortable. And it was nice to participate in that as my first experience with a meditation with you in the deep, dark temperatures of Ontario in the middle of probably the coldest, darkest month, probably.
Yeah. And that was during COVID too. And everybody needed to come together and support one another. There's a lot of low vibes there, but you know, that's what the circle's for, is to heighten those and increase them. So yeah, that was your first time. So good for you for coming out in the dead of winter.
I didn't know what was going to happen. And I just was like told to dress very warm. So we did. And I was actually found it very warm. So, and it was nice to be in the outdoors to have that experience. It's maybe it's more grounding. Maybe you can let us know why you do them outside. Is there like a particular reason for the meditations for that?
Well, when I started meditations here in Woodstock, gosh, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, I started them in my living room. Mm-hmm. And at point, my garden was kind of in this transition. I was being summoned by spirit to be a green thumb gardener. And I had moved into this home, and I just, the woman that had owned this house originally, she loved to garden, and there was gardens galore, but I let them go for like a couple years when I moved in, because I didn't know anything about gardening. And then all of a sudden, I don't know, I started to take more interest in the gardens. So we started the meditation circles in our living room, which was fine. It's, you know, that's where Louise started her publishing company, her counseling, her everything was in her living room. And then it moved to the kitchen. So mine moved to the outdoors in the summertime, because my gardens were becoming quite beautiful. And I've got these big cedar trees and a big pine tree, and the birds come and go, and everybody just feels safe and grounded in this space. And, you know, why wouldn't you? It is quite pretty. So, and then in the winter, I know the very first one that you had, it was outside because of COVID. So, I I offered it outside, and it ended up being a really cool experience in the wintertime because I had the heat from those, whatever they're called, those heat lamp things. And yeah, it was really cozy. That was just like this winter vibey coziness, you know, kind of the, oh gosh, what's that called? I had a big workshop on it, Higi or Huga or however you want to pronounce
okay.
it. Like
Yes.
that. Huga vibe. And yeah, so we all got over the coolness, and then we all warmed up because, you know, body heat does that inside a little tent. So yeah, so I do it outside because that's what most people prefer. I do them inside too, and now have, you know, the Higi Hive here where we do that as well. But as soon as the weather's good, everybody's like itching to be out in the garden. So that's
absolutely, yeah, the garden meditations are beautiful. The nature sort of gets drawn in by the energy, I find, when we're in your garden. Like one of the last ones I attended were the neighbor cat and all the birds, and yeah, that was quite spiritual.
when the little orange cat, his big cat kitty.
He was big.
I was sitting up and had my eyes open, and I saw him start to come over through the cedars, and I was like, oh, what's he gonna do? And he went to every single person in that circle and head nudged them. And he, you know, I did say, we've got a visitor here. And I don't know, maybe not everybody heard me because a couple people were startled by him coming over and nudging them, but that's just a beautiful thing when you can call in the animals, because they don't go where they don't want to go, right? So yes. He was summoned in by our good energy and flow, and then he started to give that love to everybody that needed it that night. And yeah, it was beautiful. We've actually had a pair of ducks swoop in over top of our circle, and you could hear the flaps of the wings, and they swooped in, and then they landed up my garden's two levels, and it landed up on the second level by the bird feeders. And I've never had ducks here before, so it's a very cool experience when it happens.
I think they feel the energy and then they're drawn to it, and they probably want to tap into it. I've had experiences with animals, so I think that was a beautiful thing to incorporate, being outside with the nature and the animals and the vibe. And you have the drum and the singing bowls too, your forks as well.
Yes, those are always nice. I think I don't always remember to take them out for circle, and when I do, everybody's eyes get big, and you know, I don't know how to play any of it. I just play. I just get be guided intuitively. And you guys are so sweet and say it sounds good. So
it sounds amazing. I do feel, I always say this to you. And if I attend anywhere else and I hear the bowls really take me to church, like they just take me somewhere. They're very spiritual for me. So they've really impact my experience in meditation or Reiki when we have those. So
yeah, I use the sound because it's vibration, and I believe, and if I'm the one that's conducting the exchange of energy, my intention is to enhance it as much as possible for the client experience. So I really believe the forks, the indigenous drum, the spirit drum, my little, I don't know the names for these things, that little spiritual drum, that I have, and the bowls obviously really, really increase that vibration of energy. And I just feel like it just hones right in on wherever the Reiki is supposed to go, or wherever the intuition is supposed to go for, the participants in the Reiki or the meditation circle. So, you know, with that being said, on Monday night, I'm taking everybody on a walking meditation through the neighborhood over to the local cemetery. I don't know if you're going to join in on that one, but that's a really cool one. I've done it before around Halloween, where we go and we hug some trees and we walk through the cemetery and we're listening and we're feeling for spirit to come through to people. And it's all with love and light, of course.
A pre-Halloween haunt walk to the cemetery.
So I like to do different things.
If I could do that, if I can share an experience in a cemetery when I was younger, and I'm very intuitive and I've always sort of pushed it down and I've always had these interesting experiences, and I have hugged a tree in a cemetery and it's been very, very like tsunami of spirit voices, visions, not negative, just very overwhelming. And I know with some people who, I guess it's a psychic ability, they say sometimes it's like that, where they all come at once. And it's like, they don't line up and take their turn to come through. So that was like, it was just like a big wave of, spirit energy. It was interesting.
Were they speaking to you like in words?
Yes. Yes.
Get out. Get out.
No, it was more, so there were so many of them. It was a really, really, really large cemetery in the GTA area. And it was a beautiful summer night, very late, and going for a walk with a friend. And I'm like, oh, this tree is so beautiful. Like, it wants me to hug it. And so I'm going to hug it. So it was really late at night. Nobody was out, so it was okay. And then that wave. And then I said, hug the tree. And so he hugged the tree and he's like, and I'm like, did you feel anything? He's like, no. And I'm like, okay, I want to hug it again, but I'm kind of afraid because that was so much. And then I hugged it again. And then it was like a vision. And then their voices, and they were in different places of the cemetery. And it's very clear because I experienced it and it stuck with me because I'd never had that before. And just, I want to reach my loved one, you know, I don't want to be in here. Where's my mom? Where's my husband? You know, stuff like that. They were trying to ask me. And it was just all at once. And I was just like, whoo, I don't know what that was. I'd never experienced that before. So, but back in my 20s, like into my as a kid and teens and into my 20s, especially in my 20s, early 30s, I started to have a lot of experiences. So I just realized that I'm very intuitive and things happen. So a walk in the cemetery, I don't know.
Oh, you can do it, girl. You can do it. Hold that thought about your stories. I'd like to make sure we have plenty of time to continue this topic. We are going to take another break. I'm Tanya Butson. You're listening to The Ohm Show. Let's go take that break. Stay tuned. We will be right back. We're back on The Ohm Show with Tanya Butson. We have been talking to the most interesting woman, Brenda Kearley, and her experiences as a client of Organically Meta and how the services and guidance from Tanya have positively impacted her life. We've also been talking about her intuitive gifts and abilities and her psychic abilities. Her clairs are very strong, especially in her 20s and 30s, and then I think with life she shut them down a little bit. That's very typical of most of us. Brenda, you know, I know I had to kind of cut you off there to go to break, but you've had some really interesting experiences. You talked about the one in the cemetery. I don't know if there's any other ones you want to share. How about we're going to talk about pulling cards, but I pull your own, which is tarot, which I don't know anything about. So, you know, talk a little bit about your tarot experience, maybe, and then we can talk about the cards with Organically Meta and why you think that's an important part of the services here and how impactful they are. They're crazy.
They are crazy. They are. They always seem to match. If it's healing, if it's meditation, if it's messages come through in Reiki, it just, the cards that you intuitively pull, or you let us, it depends on how we're doing it, they all seem to just be bang on. I don't really know how to read tarot in terms of like what the hangman means and all, like in that regard. But I get messages through the cards, if that makes sense. So it doesn't matter what kind of card it is. I'm using the angel deck that I have that I bought from you, I believe. that was my first real, like, let's just sit down and see what this, how this is. I have experiences in other, I guess like clairvoyance and stuff like that. So why not try this? So I will have someone shuffle the deck, touch the deck, think on the deck, ask questions, and then we pull cards. And, I don't really have a system per se either, but their story always comes out, and it's just like, oh, I'll look at a card and say, there's like, I think there's one with seven horses, or there'll be horses, and you know, it'll either look like family members to me, like on the card, they're horses in a field, in a forest or something, but I will see actually family members, or, if someone's a groomer, I see their dogs that they groom, or it just comes to me differently. And it's like a vision, I would say, and a feeling. And then I just go from there.
Isn't that interesting? So you were just compelled one day to just open the cards and kind of see if you saw
I've always been compelled, but I usually will go to somebody and have them read for me. So I just started dabbling in it, and I'll also get like body pains, or I will get flashes of I did it for a group of friends on a girls' weekend, and that was just for fun, and we'd had a couple of drinks and we were so relaxed and we burned sage and all that fun stuff, and I was like, oh, your heart, like, you know, do you have a heart condition, you know, or I get body pains, or if someone's dating somebody, I'm like, does your boyfriend smoke? Like, I smell smoke. Like, I can pick up on things like that. So I have the body feelings and the smell. I get the flashes. I don't talk about it a lot. As I get older, I'm more open to it because it does happen. And but it is a gift, and it's just another sense. And when you elevate your frequency, I believe you can tap into that, which is what you help do as well. You elevate our frequency, our vibration.
Yeah, 100%. I try to do that, elevating with that, you know, it's probably unbeknownst to most followers and on Facebook and Instagram, but I try to do that. I suppose like maybe on Facebook, I have different audiences on Facebook and Instagram. So probably on Facebook, it's more about inspiration perhaps. And if you can inspire somebody to feel better in the first thing in the morning than they did when they woke up, you know, that's helping to raise the frequency of that person and humanity and the collective. Over on Instagram, I have a very spiritually based audience over there. So I do more spiritual posts that are directed at, you know, increasing consciousness and frequency. So it is, the intention every day is to try to bring the light out to humanity and allow more good to be spread, and allow more negative to be released, whether it's somebody across the world with my intentions, or, you know, myself and everybody else in between. So I try to, with all the tools that I have, to increase that frequency, and the cards really help with that. And that's why I include them in everything. I do not necessarily every Reiki session do I do that, but I just do whatever's called through the Reiki. But Heal Your Life Coaching, there's always a card pull at the end to solidify what happened in the session, because a lot of the time the client is bewildered and going, they're speechless, or they're mad at me because I, you know, went where they didn't want to go, or they're just wowed, like kind of wowed, because spirit guides it all. So we start with a meditation in Healing Your Life Coaching, which we didn't
talk about. Yeah.
Start with that to ground, to ask for guidance for the session. And then we do the session, and then we finish it with the card. And oh my gosh, the card is like spot on all the time.
Always.
Yeah. And then in, the meditations, they have a different effect for different people. Well, different effect for the moment, because sometimes the card will inspire a release, so they'll start to cry. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's exactly what they need to hear and then go into the meditation, so that's what's on their third eye and in their consciousness is what they just read, and they feel very connected to it. So then, yeah, bam, we go into the meditation, and then they just suck in the energy of that meditation. And then we just had a woman in circle last Monday. We had a circle meditation. She's come to probably four or five of them recently, and she was kind of in a funky mood to start with. Like, she was kind of quiet, and I think she was a little agitated. And anyway, we did our thing that we do at circle, and we went into meditation, and it was about inner peace. And she had this wild experience where it was like strobe lights. She had these strobe lights, and she felt, and what she was describing to me, I'm like, you just astral traveled at my meditation. And I was like, yes. And she's looking at me like, I know the rest of the people are probably going, what the heck is astral traveling? It doesn't matter. Like, it was her experience that she had. And that's all that matters, because some people are coming just to try to learn to get their mind to stop being so busy. Like, everybody's here at different levels for different reasons. There's no experience needed. Everybody can breathe, because we're all living. So if you can breathe, you can come to my meditations. But for her, she's never had an experience like that. And I just know, because a couple of weeks ago, I went to a medicine woman, and I had a similar experience where I felt myself leave my body. And she told me I went to ceremony with all of the grandfathers, and we're talking indigenous grandfathers, you know, with the big, and I was there in circle, and that's where I went in this experience that I was having with her. So when she was talking to me, I was like, oh my gosh, we had the same experience. But she went, I don't know, to a disco or a club or something with all these strobe lights and everything. But it was profound. So profound. She made a video, and graciously posted it as a, like a little shout out for the meditations. But you don't know what's going to happen there, whether there's ducks flying and somebody astral travels, or somebody simply falls asleep because they've had insomnia, you know, like whatever is supposed to happen happens. And when you've got the card to kind of lead you or solidify the message, as you know, when you're hanging out with your friends on those girls' weekends, and like, you can feel somebody's got some heartbreak going on in your life, and you're like, are you okay? Is your heart okay? And then they start crying because somebody cares and somebody's loving on them and wants to listen and know, your job's done for the day. Like, that's why we're here. We're here to be, to love one another. And that's the point. That's the point. So. Meta. You know, naturally kind is what the, you know, just make that little effort each day to be kind to somebody and, you know, give your best good that you have available that day and to yourself first and then to others, right? So I love the cards. I'm a card freak.
I think we all love the cards when you do the cards. I'm sure all your clients have some feedback like that is so bang on, or that just happened, or I'm feeling this way, or like, yeah, it just resonates because I feel it's an exchange of energy, and the energy being exchanged comes through in the card and in your life. So everything's energy to me now. It's yeah.
Yes. Welcome to the club. So, and even the men like the card pulls, like they're just, I have this one, he's like 27 and he is a wild child. He's so, he's so opposite my personality. And I'm just like, okay, all right, ground yourself. Time. And he's so funny because at the end, he's just like, nervous stuff. It's so like, he just can't wrap it around his head how spirit is delivering these messages so on point. And, you know, that's when like, I really love what I do because he makes me giggle and he makes me happy, and the cards end the session off on a really happy note. So that's super cool, but I got to take another break. So feel free to email me at organicallymeta@outlook.com or DM me on Facebook or Instagram. I always love connecting with people from all over the world. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, we will keep the conversation going with Brenda. We're raising the vibe, girl. Like, look,
I think so.
Woo! Back. Woo! Welcome back. Brenda Kearley and I have been chatting about everything spiritual and how Organically Meta has played an important role in her healing and growth over the past couple of years. I want to continue this conversation. It has been a hoot. We've been having a lot of fun. We're raising the vibe. This is what it's all about. Brenda, we haven't talked about your tremendously spiritual, I don't even know how to explain it. Your Reiki sessions are like out of this world.
Seriously? They are.
Literally. So take it away. You tell me, because you've been to several Reiki sessions, you tell me what you want to talk about.
So I've been to Reiki before, but I really truly believe you are on another level. I know there's master Reiki people, but you're just so gifted. So I'll try to share my story. So I think it was my first Reiki with you. So I went not knowing. I'd done a lot of your other healing practices, but I hadn't done Reiki yet. So it was time, and I didn't know what to expect. And you had the singing bowls, and you had the forks. You had music on, and it was such a very calm and welcoming environment. And then you started, and then all of a sudden, I had my Reiki experience in that time. And my mom had passed, I think, maybe 8 months previous. I don't think it had been a year. Within the year, anyway, she had passed. And unfortunately, there was a family breakdown in the passing, and I wasn't able to attend her celebration of life. So in the Reiki, I became my mom on your Reiki table. And it was like a funeral, like a spiritual funeral of allowing my mom to go to the next level. I don't know what to call it, but it was so, so profoundly moving. And the singing bowls, the frequency just elevated me to somewhere. And I felt like an astral planing too, maybe, but with my mom, I sent her off. So I became my mom on the table in passing. And then it was like a spiritual funeral with music and chanting. And it was just divinity. It was just so it's so hard to explain. I cannot articulate really the experience, but it was just profound, beautiful, very spiritual, very enlightened, very elevated. And then at the end, she kind of went from me on the table representing her, and she was gone. And it felt like a
elevated. Did she not? Did she?
She did. It felt like she went to heaven, to the next place we go to. She was released. I felt like it was a release, and it was the kind of celebration she wanted. It was what she needed for her soul to go where her soul needed to go next. And see, it's making me all choked up. It was so beautiful. It was so beautiful. My first Reiki session, and that happened, I was like, what the heck is going, where did you take me, Danya? What just happened?
And to where then you wanted to go, where you needed to go. That's where it went. Yeah.
And it felt like a gift. It, like, you gifted me the space to do what gift I have to sort of expedite it. Like, you were the facilitator, you were the connection. So you brought me to where I needed to be so that I could gift that next phase of what I can do to release her into her afterlife, her soul, her spirit, wherever she went.
And the thing, I just got goosebumps. The thing is she, I wonder if she actually led you to me to do the Reiki because she was waiting on you, who she knew was gifted, to set her free into her next shift into consciousness. Her soul needed to be released, as you said. And she used you as the conduit to make that shift, that next shift that her soul needed to be freed into. So between me facilitating the Reiki, you facilitated that connection with your mother and said, and you were already like that. You were like, my mom needs to be set free. Because I remember you telling me about the butterflies in your backyard, blue jays maybe. Yeah. And so she had been fluttering about giving you signs, and then you felt compelled to try the Reiki. And then like that happened. That doesn't happen. Like, I get some really cool stuff that happens with people, but that doesn't, you know, with a loved one that's departed in that kind of experience, that was you.
It was a nudge. She nudged me to get to you to try your Reiki because of what she needed. And we facilitated that for her. And she needed that even more than I needed it. I needed a closure with her too, and that gave it to me. But it was, honestly, it was really my mom. It was my mom that needed that. I felt that that's how she needed to go to the next place.
Yeah.
For her soul. Yeah.
That, like, that's when I can be a part of something like that. Like, that is, like, how do you even process that? As you know, I posted yesterday a comment that a client sent me back in July, and I kind of held on to it for when I felt like I resonated with it. Was a beautiful compliment, and it was basically saying that I help the client heal themselves so that they can go within themselves, and they become the healer. I'm the conduit of
the facilitator, the link.
and then, like, I don't know, it was some quote, and then she wrote, "This is what you do." And that is when I know I'm doing my job, because to me, a healer isn't like, you're healed, you know, and I did it. I'm like, no, you need to get clarity. Let's open up that third eye so you can see. You need to be aware of everything. And you were so ready, and you were so aware of your mom's soul and what she needed for a rest in peace, right?
Absolutely.
So in that Reiki session, the facilitation of her being able to rest in peace, because there was conflict at the whole, after her passing,
absolutely,
was the gift that you gave your mom. How beautiful.
And myself and you.
I know. It's like you guys all leave and I kind of go, what just how do I just go upstairs and, you know, finish off my day? Those are profoundly deep and personal experiences that people have around me. And I'm so grateful. I'm so honored that people trust and feel safe enough to go that deeply inward. And you have been such a gift to Organically Meta, because you got a big mouth and you like to talk about experiences that, you know, you have had positive times with and outcomes with. And thankfully, you know, I've been a part of that with your life in the last couple of years. And, you know, to have you on the show was very important to me, because really you kind of did the Oracle reading cards when we were doing the shows, the lives over at Route 50. Yep. So yeah, you kind of experienced that too. And those were right on, especially
the cat one. Yeah.
So when I flipped that over and I saw the cat, I was just like, really? So funny. And you weren't even on the call. You had just said, you were working or something, and you said, can you pick a card for me? So like your energy was there, but wasn't present there. So it is so cool how this all works. And I just really want to thank you for coming to the show today and telling everybody your experience and sharing such personal experiences as well, the cemetery, as well as your mother's passing. And
those are big ones. Yeah, it's time to share. You know, you've opened me up to, yeah, there's this business side to me, but then there's still my intuitive gifted side. And I need to also be able to speak on that and to share it. And your sessions allow me to get closer to my authentic self. So thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you. If you want to take the leap and change your life 360, contact me, Tanya, at Organically Meta. I am here helping real people like Brenda find authentic solutions to life's problems and move into being all that you are. To learn more about the business and my services, follow Organically Meta on Facebook and Instagram. You can also reach me directly at organicallymeta.ca and organicallymeta@outlook.com. To start the journey of remembering who you are and creating your best life, I leave you with three words every week. I love myself. I want to thank you all for tuning in to the Om Show, and a special thank you again to Brenda. I'm really deeply honored that you joined me today. My heart is full and I'm so excited for people to hear your story. What a great episode. This is so high vibe. I love it. What a great episode. Come back next week.
Thank you.
I don't know what I'm talking about next week, so I haven't even thought about it. So next week, we will be doing something fun like always. So in the meantime, make it great, and we'll see you again back here next week.
You have been listening to The Om Show with Tanya Butson on Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, where Tanya encourages you to experience yourself through love. This new energy allows you to become brave, to take the first step towards healing and thriving. Shift from longing to creating, to discover that there is something better. You will never ever have to settle for being in a state of perpetual darkness again. For more information, visit organicallymeta.ca. Again, organicallymeta.ca.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.